I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No Riders, no one that covers that team for a living, thinks that he's got any game left.
But he's not in that Rodgers-Brady conversation.
No.
He's not even close
he's
to
not even,
AI.
But he's got two Super Bowl rings, and he beat Tom Brady twice. The guy will live in infamy. I don't care what anybody says. He'll live in infamy because he beat Tom Brady. Brady lost three Super Bowls, two of them to the same guy. I mean, that is crazy. That guy, I guarantee you that Tom Brady has nightmares. At the end of his bed, he wakes up and sees Eli Manning eating potato chips with Giselle in the corner of the room. Trust me, he has nightmares about Eli Manning. He's beaten everybody, but he never beat him. And then what's even worse is that, like, not only did he lose two Super Bowls to him, he, like, has lost other regular season games and preseason games to him as well. It's like they're the kryptonite, right, for the Patriots. But it is what it is. You can't even compare the two. But he beat him twice, so he'll live in infamy. The funny thing is, that guy is being crucified right now in New York for his performance, right? And deservedly, he's been atrocious. But it's hard to do it to someone, in my view, that has done what he's done and what he's accomplished. Because in his prime, in his best years, he won two Super Bowls against Tom Brady. It does not even matter what he does right now. He's getting ripped to shreds by people that are so stupid, they don't know whether they're coming or going because they're living in the now, which I'm okay with. But you cannot ignore the past and what he accomplished. And people want to do that because they're so mean and vicious now, and social media has become the new way of the world, and people go online and they attack people, me or otherwise, him, you. People attack everything, politics, church, religion, you name it. Everything. All you have to do is go on there. If you go on there during the day, it's like crack. You just keep doing it all day. You'll sit on Twitter all day if you let that happen to you. I don't really let that happen to me. I mean, I won't deny I go on it and do some things on it, but I don't sit there and spend all day, and I certainly don't tweet all day. You never see me tweeting very much. It's just to promote the show or to promote, Pharrell on the Bets or Pharrell on the Bench, either or. It's pretty much what I do. But you don't ever see me doing political stuff. You don't ever see me doing even sports, really, opinions that much because this is just me. I'm just saying, I think people that sit on there all day and spew all of their thoughts about everything in sports and everything in life, and they just never stop tweeting things, and there's a lot of people around here that do that too. They just never stop tweeting. I think they're all idiots. I think you look like an idiot. That's all you do in your fat life is sit around tweeting about everything that comes through your fat face. It makes me sick to my stomach that people think that anyone wants to hear from you. Like, no one wants to hear from me all day. Is there anything worse than my painful, gravelly-ass voice all day long grating on your face? There's nothing worse. I am literally painful. But is there anything worse than a guy that's painful that knows it, and then he still spends another 12 to 15 hours a day tweeting every innermost thought that comes through his skull? There's nothing worse. And there's people here to do it all day. They never stop tweeting their stupid opinions about stupid things. Like every game, every pass, every coach, every quarterback, every game, every sport, every day, every slap shot, every defenseman, every game. It just, oh my God, shut up. Just stop yourself. Because you know what? There are smart people out there like me that sit there and go, you're an idiot. And you look like, it's even worse listening to you tweet all day. How about these guys that never stop? They just can't stop listening to themselves. At least I know I'm painful. I know my family can't stand me. My dog bites me. Mafia drives me. He wants to stab me in the face. Shep can barely take it once a month. But you don't see me tweeting all day because I give everyone a nice little reprieve from all my wonderful thoughts spewing in my mind.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.